G'day, this is Jeff Floyd, pastor of C3 Church Bathurst, and this is our podcast. Thank you for joining us today. C3 Bathurst brings life to people by helping them to be revived, restored, and released through getting to know Jesus and his people. We hope that this message will bring you life today.
Story for you today. Thought it's a nice rainy day. We can have a story from a book. You know how we've been looking at the river and that whole sense of life flowing out. Well, we've been looking at Ezekiel and Revelation, but there's another river. There's another river in the Bible that it also has this life flowing out. And that's the river I want to tell you a story about. In the beginning, God created a beautiful garden. He planted all sorts of trees in the garden, beautiful trees that produced abundant, delicious fruit. A river flowed from this garden that reached beyond to water all the lands. He brought life, richness, goodness. In the centre of this garden, God planted two special trees. The first was a tree of life. There was no limits placed on this tree. They could choose to eat its fruit. It gave a hope of joy and abundance, eternal relationship with God. The second tree was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. This tree held understanding about things we didn't need to know, things that would cause harm, things we needed to trust God's judgment and to believe that he wanted what was best for us. We were asked not to eat from this tree. But the people God placed in the garden chose unwisely. They took for granted their relationship with God. And instead of choosing to continue in a life full of joy and abundance in God, they chose another path. They chose to believe a lie that challenged God's authority and judgment. They wanted to be like him, not be in relationship with him. So the garden was shut off, closed, and the tree of life guarded. Because God wanted to protect his people from eternal separation from him. He wanted to leave them with hope. Hope that death would not be eternal separation, but there would come a time when he would bring forgiveness and restore the offer of eternal life again. Hope that the river would flow again and fruit would grow in abundance. And that's the end of my story. But it's not the end of God's story. You know, that's God's heart for his people. That's just a little, my version of Genesis chapter 1 and 2. A little snapshot of what God created at the beginning. He created this place, this garden, where people would be connected with him. And out of this garden flowed a river. And this river brought life and it brought abundance. But because of the choices made, everything was shut off. And that hope, that sense of life, the tree of life that was offered, eternal, you know, relationship with God was closed, but only for a time. Because by God closing the garden, he actually left a sense of hope. Hope that that tree of life could be offered again. And it wasn't just going to be taken and cause eternal separation. And we saw last week in Ezekiel 47, we saw that God brought that reminder of hope again to them. That sense that the river would again flow from the temple, because in effect that's what the garden was. It was, where God was present. It was his temple. And he was giving hope that once again flowing from his temple where he was, that the river would flow. And Jeff showed us that this river was actually speaking more than more of just a new temple of God, but actually what Jesus said in John 7:38, he said, "Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart." And we saw also that the temple in Revelation 22 is actually us. That as Jesus said that as we drink from him, that that river would flow out of us, that we would become the temple of the Holy Spirit, the place where God would be and he would dwell and he would flow out of us. And I found that all quite amazing and all exciting. But what does it mean? Like, it's really beautiful. The descriptions are amazing and they take us into a different place and it's something that we can long for. But what's the point of it? Is it just to have this sense of what something that's coming and something that we can look forward to? Well, I think that's actually where it starts getting exciting. When we move from just the picture of the river to the effects of the river and what the river actually does, not just what it is. And as I was praying into this message, I just really got a sense that this morning that the effect of the river is actually going to transform someone's life today. That as you find out what the effects of the river are, that something will shift in your world. That what you thought was previously impossible, to live this life and to follow the Bible and to follow God and to, you know, you felt like it was a little bit of a book that you had to tick off. Well, today you're going to discover that no, it's the Holy Spirit actually inside of you that is going to transform your life and change it and shift it. And all you have to do is jump in and let the Holy Spirit change things. So let's take a look at this river. You know, last week we walked down the river with Ezekiel and we got our feet wet, we got our knees wet and we kind of went there. But we're going to turn around now in Ezekiel 47 verse 6 and have a look at what that river's done. He asked me, "Have you been watching, son of man?" Then he led me back along the riverbank. And when I returned, I was surprised by the sight of many trees growing on both sides of the river. Then he said to me, "This river flows east through the desert into the valley of the Dead Sea. The waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. There will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. Fish will abound in the Dead Sea, for its waters will become fresh. Life will flourish wherever this water flows. Fishermen will stand along the shores of the Dead Sea, all the way from En Gedi to En Galeim. The shores will be covered with nets drying in the sun. Fish of every kind will fill the Dead Sea just as they filled the Mediterranean." Wow, what a picture. This river has brought life. What was once desert is now full of life. There's trees on either side of it. And these trees are, you know, bringing shade and just, you know, picture that, how beautiful it would be. And then the waters that are flowing into the Dead Sea, a sea that got its name because everything would die there. A sea that no longer is a sea of death but a sea of life. I think they should rename it. You know, it's a sea that will have abundant fish and produce coming out of it and people getting, you know, wealth from it and food from it. And it keeps going in verse 12. It says, there are fruit trees of all kinds growing along both sides of the river. The leaves of these trees will never turn brown and fall. There will always be fruit on their branches. There will be a new crop every month, for they are watered by the river flowing from the temple. The fruit will be for food and the leaves for healing. What a river. That the water, it, you know, the waters, that everything that it touches brings life and abundance and healing. Like it's transformed desert and wasteland, and it's brought healing and sustenance. Revelation 22 reflects this exact same thing and reminds us that these trees are actually the trees of life. And yes, they've got this crop that comes month after month. Once again, the river brings life and fruit. Just like the river in Genesis. It's the same river. It's the river of God. It's the way that he intended the world to be. He wanted this river to flow out from him, out from where he dwelt. And he wanted his river to bring life and to transform things, that where there's desert and desolation, that when the water would touch, it would bring life. He wanted this river to bring food and sustenance so that, you know, these fruit trees would grow and they would touch and people could gather from it. And he wanted his river to be one of healing, one that would bless and bring just healing to all nations. Well, that's the river that's inside of us. That's the river that we discovered last week is flowing from us, the river of the Holy Spirit promised to us when we believe in Jesus. And that's the river that comes with fruit. Fruit that actually has a genuine substance, like it's tangible. You can eat it, touch it, feel it, smell it. And it's not just nourishing ourselves, but it's actually nourishing everyone around us as well. It's bringing life to people around us. It's fruit that even might surprise us, ourselves, when we see it developing in our own world, in our own life. And Galatians 5 shows us what that fruit is. It spells it out for us. Makes it really obvious so we can't miss it. Verse 22 says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit that the Holy Spirit brings, it's tangible. It's a fruit of love where others might hate. You know, where there might be this prejudice in society and everyone kind of pours out their anger and their hate on a certain group or people. It's the ability to love instead. And not be taken in by the rest of the world and what they say. It's a fruit that is joy where there's sadness. It's walking into a room where people might be just feeling overwhelmed and frustrated with what's going on around them, the season that they're in, and being able to rise above that and transform that space and bring the presence of God in there to bring a sense of joy and hope to people. It's fruit that speaks peace and diffuses conflict. It speaks with confidence. Just shifting perspectives. Calming anger. Bringing truth. It's fruit that is patient with people, even if they might not understand something, even when their skills might not be up to scratch, even when they've just made a mistake. But it's fruit that goes, okay, here's another chance. Let's try that again. Let me walk with you and we'll do that together. It's fruit that shows kindness, that stands out. It's real action, not just words. That kind of step into a situation, don't just stand from a distance. It's fruit that brings goodness in a place of evil, where there might be images and noises and words that are just wrong. And it's the confidence to shut it down, to turn it off, to change the channel, to walk away. It's fruit that stays faithful when others give up. When a friend who just might be struggling over and over again, and you stick there and you don't walk away when everyone else does. It's fruit that pours gentleness over rough words and brings a healing balm that would otherwise cut deep. And it's fruit that maintains self-control when everything is out of control. When everything's just spinning and you just know how to breathe and let calm come and step in there again. Because this is the fruit that brings the healing promised by the river. That's the real fruit. That's where the power of the Holy Spirit alive in us is actually able to heal the nations. And, you know, I know and I long sometimes and we pray for God to step in supernatural ways and just to go, enough. Let's just get rid of this season. Enough. Let's just bring healing, enough. And we long for, like, to see this incredible display of his goodness and power over our world. But it doesn't always happen that way. Because he asked us to do that. He asked us to be his hands and feet. He asked us to bring his power in the Holy Spirit. I really believe the river of God is real. That it's not just an image that we can look for and we can hope for and we can think, oh, one day when we're in heaven we'll see this river flowing out from the temple and it'll be amazing and the streets will be paved with gold. And no, I believe the river is now, today. And even though we were shut out of the garden in Genesis, even though everything seemed to be shut down, but God left hope. Hope that there would be another offering of life because he protected that tree for when the time was right. And he reminded us of that hope in Ezekiel when he brought this river out again. He reminded us that would flow again. There would be a time. And Jesus reminded us when he whispered that idea of the river and water flowing out from within us. And so even though we might have tasted of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, even though we might have tried to step in there and be judge and take control of our world, but God sent his son Jesus. While we're in that space to make that hope complete, that life could be offered again. And because of that, because of what Jesus did, because he took the consequences of our tasting that fruit of the other tree, he made it possible for the river to flow out of us. He made it possible for us to taste the tree of life, to choose that fruit again. For every person that believes in Jesus, he offers the tree of life now. Not sometime in the future, but now he offers it to us to taste and to see. And that has the power to transform our world. And it has the power to transform the lives around us as well. When we take hold of that, and we shift our perspective. And today I've just got two questions that I want to ask. I just wanted to ask, do you have that river flowing out of you? Have you acknowledged and seen that, you know, I might have taken some things that were not mine to take. I might have tried to act God over my life. But I don't want to anymore. I want to be back in that space of relationship with God. I want to accept that offer of the tree of life that's been unlocked again in Jesus. He's opened that garden up. And where the river flowed out of the garden in Genesis and flowed out of the temple in Ezekiel, we become that temple when we ask Jesus into our world. Because we become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the river flows out of us. You have that river flowing? And as you stand, you know, you walk along. And then you turn around and you look back down the river. Are there trees on your river? Are they bearing fruit? Can you see some of those things? You know, maybe they're just starting to form. Just a little bit. Just, you know, get that little bit of fruit. And then it just starts growing. Just bit by bit. Can you see that in your world? Can you see where God has touched your life? And the really cool thing is that as this fruit grows and develops, it can drop to the ground and seeds can drop from you. Like, you're the one that's dropping those seeds. From the fruit that comes from the trees that are growing with the river of the Holy Spirit in you. They're just the questions I want to ask this morning. And just, you know, as you're sitting here, I just want you to close your eyes and just have a think and just picture. you know, ask just genuinely, do I have that river flowing in me? Is it flowing? Have I asked Jesus into my life to be Lord? He's unlocked the garden. The tree of life is there because he's made it possible for us to choose that fruit again. Have you taken it? Have you said yes, Jesus? And then have a look at your river. If you've taken that fruit, you know, it might be that you've only just stepped into the river, because it only starts as a trickle, just a tiny bit in your world. But as you go deeper and deeper, as you read the word, as you pray, as you meet with other Christians and people that love God, it's like you walk deeper into that river, and more you immerse yourself. And the more you immerse yourself, the richer that river becomes in your world, and the more it has to water the plants on the banks that start to grow. The seeds that other people have dropped there in your world, they start to grow because of the water that is flowing in your river from the Holy Spirit. They start growing these trees. What do they look like? You know, did you find that used to be a person that just got so frustrated and impatient before? But suddenly you've noticed that you just stop and you breathe now. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, just starting to work, mature in your world. And so I just want to pray for these two things this morning. You know, if you don't have the river flowing yet and you want to, I want to pray for you. Because all it is just asking God to forgive you and to come into your life. And he promises the Holy Spirit to bless you and to change your life forever. And if you want to see more fruit and you want to see it growing in abundance and you want to see it coming to fullness and dropping its own seeds, then I want to pray for that as well. So I'm just going to say, Heavenly Father, I just thank you this morning. I thank you that you made a way through Jesus, that you could unlock the garden again and we could have access to the tree of life because Jesus paid the price. And Lord God, I ask you to come into my life right now. I ask to be born again. Please forgive me for my sin, for taking charge of my world, and make me clean. Make me your child and help me to follow you. Oh God, thank you for your Holy Spirit that will just start to flow in my world and change it forever. And Lord God, I just pray for everyone that has that river flowing. Lord God, I pray for that river to get deeper and deeper. That as we, you know, go into your word and pray and meet together, that the depth of that river will just be full of your goodness. And Jesus, that fruit would be evident, that we would see the effects of your river more and more and more in our life, and that we see it start to be reflected in the world around us. Heavenly Father, give us the strength, give us the faithfulness, Lord God, as promised, to stick in this river. Help us to be your hands and feet so we can bring healing to the nations, as you promised. Lord God, just thank you so much. Just touch everyone here this morning. Just let your Holy Spirit just breathe on people. Just touch them. Remind them what they have in you, that they're not alone, that all things are possible because of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit living in them and flowing out of them and blessing the world around. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to get to know you better. Come and visit us at one of our Sunday services in Bathurst, rear of 217 Howard Street. Have a week filled with life.